He says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, he did a work on the cross that no one else could have done. Understand, you cannot do anything to satisfy a holy and righteous God in regards to your sin. You cannot do anything but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So God says, look, the angel, in unfolding all these things to Mary, he says, he shall be great. And if you own him as Lord tonight, and own the fact that when he died on the cross of Calvary, he was there as your substitute. You deserve to die. You deserve to go through what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. But that would not satisfy God. The holy, spotless Son of God went to the cross to pay the price that God requires against my sin, against yours. And God says, now there is a Savior. There is a Savior. He was born there in Bethlehem's manger, grew up, died, and he wants to save you tonight. God wants to save you. And he wants to do it through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the Lord, the scripture says. And besides me, there is no other Savior. But Jesus Christ is Jehovah's Savior. And he will save his people from their sins. Do you know him tonight? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior tonight? If you were to close your eyes in death tonight, if you were to close your eyes in death, you know, in these days we're hearing of the weird way people die. Landslide. Just like in the days of Korah. Tornadoes. Planes vanishing from out the sky. Cars piling up. Are you really ready to die? And what will be your destiny? Are you certain that if you die tonight, you will go to heaven? Are you certain of that? God says, I have provided a ransom in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one. God manifested in flesh. Oh, he is so great. And the little chorus that we sing, great is the Lord. He's holy and just. By his power he proves. Great is the Lord and worthy of honor. Great is the Lord and he's worthy of praise. That's who Jesus Christ is. He is great. And how shall we escape? If God is offering to you tonight salvation full and free, this great salvation in the person of his Son, what do you think God will do if you reject it? If you neglect it? If you scorn it? You spurn it? What do you think God will do with you? If he did such a work in sending his Son, heaven as it were came down to earth in the Lord Jesus Christ, what do you think God will do to you? If you reject this great one, may you turn your eyes to the only one who can save you tonight and give you eternal life and give you a place in heaven. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he went there to prepare a place for those who trust him as their Savior. Those who recognize that he is great and there is no other Savior but him, for his name's sake.